beloved brethren and brethren especially. But we have great love for your women too, who are living the commandments of the Lord. This was wonderful to hear President Tanner give such an excellent program, telling how we attempt to do the Lord's work in His church. I'm sure there are many people who do not know what goes on in the church. I'm sure that this will be informative to many, many people. And I urge that the people of the church endeavor to find out these matters that Brother Tanner has mentioned, and that we may be more acquainted with the way the work is going forward. I have been a member of the church for a long, long time. I feel a little embarrassed today because I am limited in both hearing and speech, but I am pleased and happy to accept the invitation of the brethren to say a few words at this time. This general priesthood meeting provides a wonderful opportunity to thank you, the men and young men of the church, for all that you do to lead good lives and to build the kingdom of God on the earth. We're eternally grateful to you, and we take notice of the fact that God has placed you on the earth now in order that your talents and your devotions can be utilized in the important period of human history and in the history of the church. 3 weeks ago tonight, the women of the church, both young and older, filled this great tabernacle to its overflowing and assembled in the same halls in which you are now meeting tonight. The women's meeting, personally, was a glorious meeting. I watched the proceedings of that meeting from a hospital bed so that I might know what was going on. My heart was filled to overflowing for the special blessing of the wonderful sisters of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in the heavenly kingdom here upon the earth. My beloved eternal companion Camilla read to those sisters my brief message. In that message, I said to the sisters, as we approach the general conference with its priesthood session, we will be no less loving or direct with the brethren for our counsel. We will be similar to our feelings for the women of the church. To make good on that promise, I would like to say, as sisters, I speak to the brethren. We have all been blessed with special women in our lives. women who have a deep and lasting influence upon us after their contribution has been and is most important to us and is something which will be of everlasting value to us. Our wives, mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends are all the spirit children of our Heavenly Father. I hope we will always bear that in mind, my brothers, in terms of how we treat our women sisters in this dispensation. Include many of the most noble daughters of our Heavenly Father are our wives and sisters. Let us always remember that God is no respecter of persons, but He loves us all, men and women, boys and girls, with a perfect love. As President Harold B. Lee frequently said, the greatest work we will ever do is within the walls of our own home. Many of us have repeated that many times. Much of this special church work will be judged by the manner in which we serve and lead in a Christ-like manner. The women of the church who are in our homes, I say, serve and lead because the leadership, the headship of the man in the home is to be like the headship of Christ in the church. Christ led by love, example, and selfless service. He sacrificed himself for us. So as much it must be if we are leader servants and humble patriarchs in our home. We must be selfless and give service, be thoughtful and generous. Our dominion must be a righteous dominion, and our partnership with our eternal companions, our wives, must be full partnerships. You wonderful stake presidents and bishops and your counselors and all of you brethren, please be especially thoughtful of the sisters who are through no fault of their own not presently given the blessing of a husband to whom to be sealed for all eternity to a worthy man so that they do not inadvertently feel left out as we righteously focus on family life. Do not regard their presence in your midst as a burden, but as a blessing. Ever bear in mind our special responsibilities to the widows, those who are divorced, and those who are husbandless, and in some cases our young sisters who are fatherless. We simply cannot fulfill our responsibilities as men of God if we reject and neglect the women of God. Sometimes we hear disturbing reports about how sisters are treated. Perhaps when this happens, it is a result of insensitivity and thoughtlessness, but it should not be, brethren. The women of the church have work to do, which, though different, is equally important to the work that we do. Their work is, in fact, the same basis work that we are asked to do, even though our roles and assignments differ. It is because we prize our women so greatly that we do not wish to have them drawn away into worldly paths. Most of them are strong and good and true, and they will be more so when they are treated with love and respect, when their thoughts and their feelings are valued and understood. Our sisters do not wish to be indulged or to be treated condescendingly. They desire to be respected and revered as our sisters. I mention all these things, my brethren, because not because the doctrines or the teachings of the church regarding women are in any doubt, but because in some situations our behavior is doubtful. These things are not mentioned because of any sense of alarm or because of a general concern that our people in the kingdom will need to become even more different from the people of the world. We will be judged, as the Savior said on several occasions, by whether or not we love one another and treat one another accordingly, and by whether or not we are of one heart and one mind. We cannot be the Lord's if we are not one. We shall all be judged and held accountable for how we carry out our various church assignments and our mortal stewardship, which gets no more searching scrutiny than with regard to the way we have served and loved our families and our sisters and brothers of the church. President McKay wisely observed one time, "No other success can compensate for failure in the home." We love you, brethren, and we love the sisters, and we have complete confidence in you. We rejoice in your faith and your devotion to the cause of the Master. May God bless you and your dear ones as you return to them. I know that God lives, my brethren, and it is a great joy to say that many, many times. The Christ, the Redeemer of the world, is our Lord, and this is His church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, with Christ at its head. I leave this testimony with you, with my affection and my blessings and best wishes, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.